Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Jump on it. Get Up Crew. Oh, hold on. We got to pause. Melissa was just doing a selfie of herself in front of the...
No, I was not.
The microphone.
Stop it.
You were literally...
I was adjusting my phone.
I could tell by your...
Adjusting your phone?
What does that mean?
I was responding to a text, and then I picked up the phone, and I was fixing it.
So why did you purse your lips in that way that people always do when they do selfies?
I had a... I was biting it.
I see.
Yes. My lips are chapped.
So you were biting your lip as you were adjusting your
chapstick.
Phone. Sorry, I completely understand why I messed that one up.
Shut up.
All right, Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9, number one for throwbacks, best new hip-hop and R&B. First caller of the day is Jessica. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi. Jessica, you gotta set the tone for the show today. What do you got for us?
So I have a good feeling kind of story, I think anyway. So I met my boyfriend in April, so it's almost coming up on a year. And, we kind of fell for each other pretty quickly. Like, the first couple of weeks, we realized we had feelings for each other. And he asked me to move in with him. And I said, you know what, it's kind of quick, but what the hell? You know, sometimes you got to take chances. You know, you got to take chances. Sometimes things work out, sometimes it doesn't. You know, life's too short. So,
okay, hold on. Before you continue with the story. When you said take chances, did you sell your place? Like, did you move in with them, or did you keep your place?
No, my apartment was kind of shitty, so I had mice and everything going on in there. I was like, you know what? Let me just do this.
So that's why.
Right. It was convenient.
She's like, before I say yes, do you have mice? No? Okay, I'm in.
Hey, you know what? It worked out. It worked out, but I hated my apartment. He asked me to move in, and I took the chance. So I moved in with it in October, and it's been good ever since.
Very nice.
He decided to buy us some promise rings, so we got a matching set. So he did it on his own, and I was actually kind of surprised.
Oh, that's nice. You sound pretty mature for a 13-year-old.
Stop. Well, you say promise rings, and it's promise to what?
Well, he's been talking about wanting to get married.
Okay.
How old are you guys?
I will be 39 April 29th, and he is 37.
So promise to me to
eventually propose
at some point, talk about getting married.
Okay.
Yeah. My cousin did that. My cousin just gave his girl a promise ring, and I didn't understand. Like, I had my sister hit her up and ask her what that meant. Cause I was like, my sister's like, oh, look, he promised Maria. And I said, I don't know what that means. I was like, I'm like, they're adults. They're not teenagers. So she hit her up, and it was I promise to, stay committed to you and to eventually propose. I'm like, what? That's a waste of money.
Isn't that just what a relationship's supposed to be?
Yeah. Right.
I promise. Oh, if we're together, I promise. Well, I'm not going to cheat on you.
Is she pressuring you into marrying her? And you're like, no, but we can meet in the middle.
The ring is just a symbol. It solidifies it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
I always thought that was what younger people did too. Like maybe going off to college, like, I'm going to give you this promise ring so when we're done college and we're all ready to go, we'll get married then.
Makes sense.
I didn't know
he lives with her.
Right.
Maybe there's some
promise to
rooms.
Not have mice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But the reason I asked her if she kept her place is because I also have another friend who's going to get married. And he's moving in with a girl, but he's not going to get rid of his place in case things don't work out.
Oh, God.
He's marrying her. And he's like, just in case it doesn't work out, I always have a place to go back to.
With the divorce rates, I mean.
Oh, that is hilarious. All right. Great call. Thank you so much, Jessica. Good luck. Hopefully it all works out. And I'm glad you got out of that horrible rodent infestation situation. Leroy, how would you feel? Leroy would move in with somebody immediately if he had mice in his place.
Oh, yeah. I'm out. I am out.
Ew. She wouldn't have to be faithful. He'd be like, ah, listen, right? Whatever, man. I just want to be out of these damn mice.
I'm thinking about moving out of my place now because when I wait for the train, I see mice. Now, it's nowhere close to where... to my place, but I'm like, eventually they're going to make their way over there, and I got to be out.
That's funny.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning, on Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.